Harper Audio presents The Sky is Falling by Sidney Sheldon, narrated by Kate Forbes.
The sky is falling, the sky is falling, Chicken Little. Show me a hero, and I will write you a tragedy. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Prologue. Confidential minutes to all operation personnel. Destroy immediately after reading. Location. Classified. Date. Classified. There were 12 men in the heavily guarded underground chamber, representing 12 far-flung countries. They were seated in comfortable chairs set in 6 rows, several feet apart. They listened intently as the speaker addressed them. I am happy to inform you that the threat with which we have all been so deeply concerned is about to be eliminated. I need not go into details because the whole world will hear about it within the next 24 hours. Rest assured that nothing will stop us. The gates will remain open. We will now begin the auction. Do I have a first bid? Yes. $1 billion. Do I have two? $2 billion. Do I have three? Chapter 1. She was hurrying along Pennsylvania Avenue, a block from the White House, shivering in the cold December wind, when she heard the terrifying, ear-splitting scream of air raid sirens, and then the sound of a bomber plane overhead, ready to unload its cargo of death. She stopped, frozen, engulfed in a red mist of terror. Suddenly she was back in Sarajevo, and she could hear the shrill whistle of the bombs dropping. She closed her eyes tightly, but it was impossible to shut out the vision of what was happening all around her. The sky was ablaze, and she was deafened by the sound of automatic weapons fire, roaring planes, and the whump of deadly mortar shells. Nearby buildings erupted into showers of cement, bricks, and dust. Terrified people were running in every direction, trying to outrace death. Far, far away, a man's voice was saying, "Are you all right?" Slowly, warily, she opened her eyes. She was back on Pennsylvania Avenue, in the bleak winter sunlight, listening to the fading sounds of the jet plane and the ambulance siren that had triggered her memories. "Miss, are you all right?" She forced herself back to the present. "Yes, I'm fine, thank you." He was staring at her. "Wait a minute. You're Dana Evans. I'm a big fan of yours. I watch you on WTN every night, and I saw all your broadcasts from Yugoslavia." His voice was filled with enthusiasm. "It must have been really exciting for you covering that war, huh?" "Yes." Dana Evans' throat was dry. Exciting to see people blown to shreds, to see the bodies of babies thrown down wells, bits of human jetsam flowing down a river of red. She suddenly felt sick to her stomach. "Excuse me." She turned and hurried away. Dana Evans had returned from Yugoslavia just 3 months earlier. The memories were still too fresh. It seemed unreal to walk down streets in broad daylight without fear, to hear birds singing and people laughing. There had been no laughter in Sarajevo, only the sounds of exploding mortars and the anguished screams that followed. John Donne was right, Dana thought. No man is an island. What happens to one happens to us all, for we are all made of clay and stardust. We share the same moments of time. The universal second hand starts its unforgiving sweep toward the next minute. In Santiago, a 10-year-old girl is being raped by her grandfather. In New York City, 2 young lovers are kissing by candlelight. In Flanders, a 17-year-old girl is giving birth to a crack baby. In Chicago, a fireman risks his life to save a cat from a burning building. In Sao Paulo, hundreds of fans are trampled to death at a soccer match as the stands collapse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?